T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up!
I'm up.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Yeah!
Good morning!
Here we are. Hope you had a nice weekend. I have so many questions about Morgan's weekend.
Do you? Did you follow along on social media at all?
A little bit.
It was... I don't want to say a disaster because that's too harsh, but almost a disaster.
I don't think everything ran as planned.
No, definitely not.
That's safe to say. So we're going to hear all about that. Want to hear about your weekend too? 216-578-0104. That's how you call us. That's how you text us. Welcome to Monday. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning. Welcome into your Monday.
Okay, so my weekend, it was nice. I had some family over on Saturday night. We sat in my backyard. There was lots of baseball. That's enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, because I had a crazy weekend.
Let's hear about it. I know you were very excited because your fiance, David, finally made his return to the States.
Yes.
This past weekend.
Almost didn't make his return to the States. And I swear, we have the worst luck when it comes to flying. But I thought we were past this point of, like, things going just this terribly wrong. So David was supposed to get here at 9:30 on Saturday night. He did not get here at 9:30 on Saturday night.
When did you find out that he wasn't going to make it then?
About 7 o'clock on Saturday.
So before you at least made the trip to Hopkins.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
So I was sitting at home, but still, like, the nerves are, like, getting higher. You know, I'm anxious. I'm, like, checking my phone every 5 minutes. And so David lands at JFK in New York, which is, like, one of the busiest airports, and on a Saturday. He's never flown on a Saturday before. So he texts me when he lands, and he's like, yeah, we've landed. We just can't park the plane yet because there's another plane in the spot. So they sat on the runway for about 25 minutes. I'm like, okay. So he's like, yeah, I'm like a 3 out of 10 on nerves for, like, missing my next flight. Because he had a 2-hour and 5-minute layover.
Mm-hmm.
So then he gets to immigration. And immigration is always, it's always terrible. It's always, you know, anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour.
I would think, especially in New York.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is just there. He sent me a picture and he was like, okay, I'm kind of nervous. Like, this is the line for immigration. I still have to go get my golf club, you know, like all the things.
That's right. So the big thing that that David is shuttling from London is a set of golf clubs.
Yes.
Everything else he's carrying on except for the golf clubs.
So he's like, okay, I'm kind of nervous now. So I'm also getting nervous. I'm like, oh, gosh. And he's not texting me back. So he finally gets through and he's like, I have 20 minutes until my plane takes off. I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I got this. And so I didn't hear from him. And I'm like, oh, Lord, he had to take a bus to his terminal, whatever. So he's supposed to leave at 7:20. I get a text from him at 7:05 saying, I made it to my gate. The plane is gone.
Wait a minute.
Yes. 7:05. He sent me a screenshot or a picture of the board. You know how it says, like, this is the time you take off at 7:20 and you're boarding, right?
Yeah.
It says, like, whatever. The sign still said boarding. The plane was gone.
They took off.
And David was not the only person to be standing there like, where's our plane? There was an elderly couple that was there and they were like looking at each other like, what do we do? Well, come to find out that this elderly couple in JFK came from the UK, live in the UK. Their daughter works at the Cleveland Clinic in Willoughby. So they were coming to the same exact place in Willoughby and they both missed the flight because it left 15 minutes early.
Did any agent have an explanation on why a plane would leave early? Not at all?
No.
Nothing good?
And you know the worst part about it is that he goes to the help desk because, you know, they should comp your hotel room in that situation if you leave early. When three people are checked into the flight, but they're not on the flight, you can't leave early? Like, what the heck?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the flight attendants are on there. They're like, okay, let's see. We've got everybody's here except some old couple and David, and he's bringing the golf clubs. All right, everybody, we're just going to pull away.
Yeah, really.
Everybody buckle your safety belts. We're leaving.
So he flew through a British airline, right, that has an American partner airline.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was a British airline, the American partner airline could not compensate his hotel room. So he spent $500 to spend the night in New York City.
Ridiculous.
On Saturday night. It's insanity.
Yeah.
And the plane left early. I was just shocked. I did not know that planes could do that.
I don't know. Maybe it had. I have no explanation why I've never heard of that.
I know, right? But he's here. He made it yesterday at 10 a.m. He's currently still sleeping. The golf clubs were here. As soon as he got to the house, he took them out of the hard case and started swinging them in my living room. I even took a picture. I'll put it up on our social medias. But we're good. We're good. We're living life. Everyone's here. Everyone's happy, healthy. We're good.
That is the most important thing.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104
plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. On hold right now. Mike the Ms. Mazanin. He's from Parma. Went to Normandy High School. You might know him from The Real World and Dancing with the Stars. Most likely you know him from the WWE world. That's how he met his wife, Maurice. They have their own reality show on the USA Network. Ms. and Mrs., that is airing tonight. Ms. and Maurice, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Before we begin, Mike, you were in Vegas just a few weeks ago to represent the Browns at the NFL draft. Was that right?
That is true.
What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a dream come true. Because, I mean, you know, you always, you know, watch football and you want to be a part of it as much as possible. And to be able to make a pick for the Cleveland Browns, you know, on behalf of the Cleveland Browns, it's an honor.
Maurice, did you get to go with him?
I went for one night just because it was Vegas, and I just like Vegas.
Maurice does not like football. She does not watch football. She does not care about football.
I got to Vegas right after everything was done just so I can go for dinner.
That's why she went. Like, literally, I went to Vegas for the draft, and I'm like, do you want to come? She's like, no, but I'll come for dinner. And honestly, it was a great date night too, you know, afterwards to get out and, you know, just get away for just one night. I mean, sometimes you need to make time for, you know, you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You dedicate yourselves when you're a parent to literally your children and do everything that they need to have done. Sometimes you, not necessarily forget, but, you know, you're so occupied with everything else that you kind of put it aside. And we make sure that every week we spend time with one another and dedicate ourselves to our relationship as well.
Mike, we've had you on the show a couple of different times here in Cleveland, but we have Bill, who's the new kid on the block. He grew up here, but he lived in Arizona for quite some time, and now he's back. And I had to tell Bill that you resided in Parma for a long time, and you're a local celebrity around here. So what can you tell Bill about growing up in Parma? What does it mean to have your roots here in Northeast Ohio?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, that's where my work ethic comes from. I believe that, you know, when you come from Cleveland, you are instilled with a really hard work ethic. And I think the reason I am where I am today with my career and my life is because of where I grew up and the people that surrounded me. And I still have my best friends from Cleveland who I talk to all the time. You know, actually, they're on a thread right now that they're all texting me going, dude, you're on the radio.
Where's your guys' go-to spot when you all come back into town? Do you have one?
Town Hall.
Oh, love it.
Corleone's. Those are the two places that we always attend to.
Well, we are looking forward to watching Ms. and Mrs. back on the USA Network. I just have one request for you guys, and that is the next time you film a season, you make a triumphant return to Parma and Cleveland, and you invite Bill and I. You know, you could come do a little radio show with us one day, and we can all just be on the show together. How does that sound?
Definitely making triumphant.
Yeah, triumphant return to Cleveland, Ohio, and definitely get you guys on. We appreciate you guys giving us this interview. And definitely tune in to Mondays, 11 p.m. Ms. and Mrs. on the USA Network.
You guys sound delightful. Why do they call you villains in the WWE world? You guys seem like you're a lot of fun.
We couldn't agree with you more. You know, we look at ourselves in the mirror and think we're good guys, we're heroes. But when we go out in the WWE ring, we are booed out the building. Even when I'm in my hometown of Cleveland, I'm booed out of the building.
No, we won't boo you.
Oh, you do every time.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104. Plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan's right over there.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
So now that David's back in town, does wedding planning kick into high gear this summer? I know there's nothing super urgent. You're not getting married until next year.
Yeah.
Will you guys be jumping into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just easier to have discussions, you know, when he's here as opposed to over FaceTime. Like last night before we were going to sleep, we were talking about, well, should we be getting engagement photos soon? And, you know, if we get engagement photos, we have to get like a wedding photographer because it comes as a package deal. I'm going back today to hopefully say yes to the dress.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be an update for tomorrow. But long story short, yes, we are in planning mode.
This wedding planner has come out with trends that are in and out for summer weddings, for summer 2022 weddings. And she says, this is no surprise, everything related to weddings is more expensive.
Yes, right we now. Know. We
just
know.
Prioritize the things that that mean the most to you and spend your money on those. She says mentioning COVID on an invitation is still common and that a lot of guests still appreciate that. I don't know if that'll be the case next year for you.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But guests want to know what to expect when they get there. Bar tabs are getting higher and higher.
Really?
That's what caterers are saying. And the theory is that people are just so happy to be getting together
yeah, they
out
just
in public.
Get drunk.
They're making the most of those free drinks. This was interesting, though. For anybody concerned about the expense of your bar tab, you could switch from an open bar to a cash bar mid-event. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
I have never seen that or heard of that.
Me neither.
In fact, I think I might be a little annoyed with that if I was getting drinks for free and then all of a sudden I've got to start paying.
Well, you got to look at things in a positive way. You know, it's like halfway through the night, okay, I've already got three drinks for free. I can pay for the rest.
She says, this wedding planner says more guests are RSVPing. No. Is that a good thing too?
Yeah. I mean, going to a wedding is so expensive. Yeah. Everything that is involved in a wedding is so expensive.
And then she says traditions like the first dance are out, which I don't know how do you feel about the first dance?
I don't love it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Because I feel uncomfortable because I don't think that that's David and I's personalities. Our personalities are not really like serious, and he's way more sentimental than I am. I'll put it that much. But I would rather like just have everybody out on the dance floor at one time than like slow dance with David and I. And he's like, well, let's like slow dance and then we'll switch it up on it. I'm like, no. We're not doing a flash mob at our wedding.
Very interesting. Yeah, we've got a trending report on the way, too. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
Am I the bleep hole? This is what we've been doing on Monday mornings for a while.
I'm just so glad that this took off. It all started with you being a bad Parker at Costco.
Yeah, that's right. So this is what's up. You did something. You said something, and now you have people in your life that are in an uproar, and you come to us and let us decide if you're the bleep hole or not. And that's what we're going to do right now. Brandon from Broadview Heights, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Tell us why you think that you're the bleep hole.
Well, my sister and like her whole family, they're going to go on vacation in, well, actually it's less than a month now. It's the week of July 4th. And, they have asked me to watch their dog, to dog sit. And I told them no, you know, and so now her and, you know, my brother-in-law are like annoyed with me because I don't want to do it.
Why don't you want to do it?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the simple answer is I don't want to, you know? I love their dog, you know, their dog is great, but it's their dog. It's like the uncle mentality. It's fine for a while, but like, I don't want the responsibility of like watching the dog for an entire week.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
Yeah. Like I have a life too, you know? I mean, I have friends. I like to go out. I mean, it's the July 4th weekend, you know, and then it's the whole week after that too. So like, I'm going to want to do stuff. Like, I don't want to have to worry, you know, about their dog for a week.
Why? I mean, is there no other option? Don't people normally like board dogs?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I mean, again, I don't have a dog, so I don't know how expensive that is. I guess, I mean, I'm sure they're trying to save money, cause I'm sure they're going to spend a lot, you know, on their trip, but I don't know. That's not my problem. You know, you get a dog, you kind of, you know, understand there's going to be like costs, you know?
Yeah.
Well, how inconvenient is this for you? I mean, can the dog come to your house or do you have to go to your sister's house?
Yeah. I mean, they said I could choose, but like my apartment, my apartment complex does not allow dogs. So I can't have the dog here.
Yeah.
You know, and they live way out in Pepper Pike. Yeah, it's super inconvenient.
Yeah, that is inconvenient.
What do you think, Morgan?
I mean, sounds like something I very recently experienced myself when my whole family went on vacation.
Oh, I just remember that. Yeah.
I had to watch my dog at my parents' house all the way in Perry. I did not have an issue with it because when we got the dog, we got it as a family dog. Uh-huh. And I was under the, you know, presumption that we all would take turns taking care of the dog. So I really didn't mind. I will say that my sister, who lives about 5 minutes from my parents, and she knows that I was upset with her about this, was also kind of not wanting to watch the dog for, like, any time of their trip. And I was like, you live so much closer than me. You don't work at 5 o'clock in the morning like I do, you know, like help me out a little bit. And she ended up helping me out. So all was well. But I do think that having to go to their house adds an extra layer of inconvenience for you. If you could have the dog at your apartment, I would say, suck it up, Brandon, and watch the dog. You don't need to be with the dog 24/7. You can leave it for a little bit. But the fact that you'd have to go to their house, I think, does make things a bit more complicated.
Interesting. So if I'm hearing you correctly, Morgan, Brandon is not the bleep hole.
I don't think he is.
But your sister is.
My sister is not, because she ended up helping. But if she wouldn't have helped, I would have considered her the bleep hole in that particular time.
Here's what I think. Brandon, I don't think that you're the bleep hole. I think that's too strong of a word in this case from everything that you've described to us. But I will say this. In any relationship, whether it's a sister or a girlfriend or your wife, sometimes you have to do things that you don't really want to do.
True.
Just to maintain the relationship. Whether it's picking someone up from the airport or helping them move or watching their dog for a week. You do these things to show that you care, and you go out of your way to do them. It's not always going to be convenient for you. So I don't think you're a bleep hole, but I do think that maybe you could go the extra mile here. That's just what I think.
You think he should help?
I do. I do. If for your sister, I do think so. And then you've got something over your sister, so she can help you out.
Yeah, that's true.
Somewhere down the road. But let's see what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
216-578-0104. Brandon's feeling pressure to watch your sister's dog for an entire week. It is not convenient for him. Is he the bleep hole?
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Brandon from Broadview Heights is wondering, am I the bleep hole?
I don't know, but I love the alliteration.
His sister is going on vacation in a few weeks, and she asked Brandon, hey, can you watch my dog while I'm on vacation? And Brandon said, no. because he doesn't want to. It's inconvenient for him for many different reasons. So he's wondering, am I the bleep hole? Sarah and Akron, what do you think? Is Brandon the bleep hole for not wanting to watch the dog?
I don't think so.
Why do you think so?
Because I'm going through something similar with our dog. We're going on a vacation, and we're currently trying to find someone to watch your dog. But I completely understand when someone either doesn't live within 15 minutes of you or they have to stay at your house because they don't want to deal with your dog hair in their house.
That's interesting.
It's very frustrating.
So Sarah, you are in the shoes of Brandon's sister. Now, did you ask anyone in your family or a friend? Did you even consider asking them to watch your dog?
Yeah, we have. I asked my nephews. I've asked some of my cousins, my sister. And one of them said, well, only if you really can't, but we prefer not to. And then I feel bad asking them again. So.
Thanks, Sarah, for calling Q104. Yeah, I guess that's a tough thing to ask a family member to watch another important family member, which is your fur baby.
Yep.
You know, you want to make sure they're in good hands. Mitch in Lakewood. Now, this happened to you. You've been in Brandon's shoes. Someone has asked you to watch their dog.
Yes. Earlier this year, same situation. My sister asked if I wanted to watch the dog, and I said, want to watch it? Definitely no. Will I do it? Also no. And she came back and said, you know, after, I don't know, she tried something else. She said, really, will you watch the dog? And I agree with Bill. You have to help people out. So I said, listen, if you need help paying to have this dog boarded, I would rather pay that than do it myself.
Oh, but that's an interesting suggestion.
It was over Easter, and so she ended up doing that. She paid it herself, but she wasn't going to be home, and they were closed for Easter. So someone had to go pick up the dog. And so for one night, I had to watch the dog. And during the 10-minute period, I left it unsupervised to take a shower. It pooped in the house, and that's the last time I'll ever do that.
Lesson learned.
That's really all you can say right there.
Sorry about that, Mitch. You're a good brother, though.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Morgan is your host. Our players are in place. Let's go.
Let's go. We have Stowe, Akron, and Lorraine getting ready to rep for their city. Caller 14 this morning is Kristen in Stowe. Kristen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing on this Monday morning, Kristen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Stowe so far has 3 wins. We're trying to make it number 4. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number 1. The T in EGOT stands for what?
I have no idea.
I told y'all you gotta listen to the Hollywood Dirt Sheet. Let's go to Angela in Akron. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Akron has won the game quite a few times, 17 to be exact.
All right.
Are you ready to go for win number 18?
Yeah.
Question number 1, Angela in Akron. The T in EGOT stands for what?
Tony.
That is correct. Question number 2. What is the main character in a story called?
The protagonist.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is correct.
It's about to bug ya.
Snuck it in.
I'm a reader.
Question number 3. In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
Saudi Arabia.
Good guess, Angela. Let's go to Emily in Lorraine. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
These questions are kind of hard today.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I got to get your brain flowing on a Monday morning. Lorraine has 7 wins, going for 8. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1. The T in EGOT stands for what?
Tony.
What is the main character in a story called?
Protagonist.
In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
India.
That is correct. Emily, from Lorraine for the win. What movie topped the box office this weekend?
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Bill Nye had the buzzer before she would answer the question.
Thanks for coming back and joining us on Monday. So David's here. David,
British, South African, potato, made the track from the UK.
Dinosaurs running around.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations,
Emily. This makes number 8 flight for Lorraine on the smartest cities in Northeast Ohio. You also won a Q104 pack of combo meals from Mr.
Hero. The connecting flight.
Tell everyone JFK, listening who made you a winner.
If you don't know, it's in New York. It's one of the biggest airports in the country, which I feel like was half the problem, you know, flying to JFK on a Saturday, having to go through immigration and all the things. But what really got David in a predicament, he missed his connecting flight, was the fact that the plane to Cleveland left early, which I did not know that they could do that.
That has to be some sort of a mistake.
So David, like, was sprinting to the gate, and a bunch of other things happened. Like, when he landed, the plane wasn't allowed to park at the gate, so we waited for 30 minutes. Then immigration was forever long, and so he was cutting it very, very close. But he made it to the gate about 15 minutes before it was supposed to depart. Well, the plane was already gone. It was supposed to depart at 7:20. It was 7:05. The plane was already had already left the building. And even when he took a picture and sent it to me. Even when he got to the gate, it still said boarding on the gate, but the plane was just missing in action. So we've been trying to figure out, like, can planes leave early? And all the things that I have come across online says planes can and do leave early, though such departures are rarely more than a few minutes before the official departure time. Sometimes this can happen because the boarding process went unexpectedly smooth. Well, he wasn't the only person that missed it. Three other people missed it.
Yeah, they should look at the manifest and say, you know, okay, these people aren't here yet.
Right.
Where are they? Are they? Did they have a connecting? They should be able to look that up
they
and find
can.
Out.
Yeah. They can look that up. That's like part of the whole point. So to see that three people are not on the flight, that one was coming through immigration, their bags were there, they were checked in, and then to leave 15 minutes early is just wild to me.
It's like they looked at the list and they said, all right, so David's coming. Wait a minute, this guy's got golf clubs? Forget it. Let's just go because it's going to take forever to get those golf clubs onto this plane. It's going to make us late. I don't know. I've never heard of this before. Obviously, I've heard of planes that leave late.
Right.
You hear that all the time. Leaving early, I've never heard of. The only thing that I can think of was they wanted to try to get ahead of the weather. I don't know.
I have literally no idea.
216-578-0104. Why would a plane leave early? We've never heard of this. Help us out.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Real life, real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Let's go, girls.
Every time.
We have fifth row tickets for New Kids on the Block coming up at 8:35 this morning. Right now, we're talking about David's fiance, Morgan. Nope, got that mixed up. Hold on.
Morgan's fiance, David. Yes,
that's right.
He's back in the States from London, made the trek over to the United States, but missed his connecting flight in New York City because the plane left early, which I did not know was a thing that planes could do.
I have never heard of this either, but I knew that somebody out there would know something about this. So let's go to Keith in Cleveland. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
What do you know about planes leaving early?
Well, since I am a frequent flyer out of Hopkins, actually, planes can leave up to 10 minutes early for factors of, like, weather and also crowded the gates. So, say, for instance, like, United at Hopkins has gate 6, American has gate 1, blah, blah, blah. They lease those gates from the airport. So if that particular airline needs that gate, they can leave up to 10 minutes early without getting in trouble at all. However, it sucks for David because he actually missed his flight, which he can call the airline and tell them about the troubles and the hassles that he had, and they should be able to make it right with him.
Yeah, and you know what was like an extra layer of complication here was that David's flight
was technically through a British airline. I won't say which one, that had an American partner. So once he got into the States, he was no longer on that British airline. He was on the American airline. But he went up to that help desk and was like, well, it's not technically our flight, so we can't help you. Which,
no, that's a lie. You know, that's what the, you know, the airlines tell people. What he needs to do is he needs to call, if he flew on British Airways, the American partner is American Airlines, usually on that. And, you know, what he needs to do is he needs to call British Airways and tell them, hey, look, I missed my connecting flight because the flight left early.
Right.
And that's all recorded by the FAA and stuff like that. And they could check that. And, you know, as far as like, you know, you, for example, if David had to book a hotel that, you know,
he did.
Yeah, you know, they should make it right. They should compensate him for the hotel.
Yeah, I mean, $400 in New York City that he had to pay for. But I was like, David, you need to cause a scene.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go. He wouldn't do it. He was like, well, they can't do anything for me. I'm like, no, you need to cause a scene.
Yeah, he was there. He was there at the gate. He was there on time. Thanks, Keith, for calling Q104. I feel like you can't take no for an answer the first time anymore, right?
Right. No, he said that he was going to call today. We'll see if that actually happens.
Let's get on it, David.
We have $400 with our name written all over it,
which you could use for the wedding. For
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
So a week from tomorrow night, New Kids on the Block at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Yes.
Not only New Kids, but Salt and Peppa.
Salt and Peppa's here.
And Vogue and Rick Astley will be there too. Now, we have front row tickets for the show that we're going to give away on Friday at this time. So all this week, we're going to count down to the front row. So second row tickets on Thursday, third row tickets Wednesday, fourth row tickets tomorrow, fifth row tickets right now. Here is how you can win. We're going to play the sing-along song challenge. I've got a clip of a New Kids song right here. I'm even going to play it for you right now.
Cool.
If you can finish this song, if you can finish the lyric, then you win fifth row tickets for New Kids. So here it is right here. Can you sing along and finish that lyric? 216-578-0104. We'll take the first correct caller. Actually, we'll take caller 14, then the first correct caller after that. Call right now.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Jenny from Brunswick is on the line trying to win fifth row tickets for New Kids on the Block. Week from tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Good morning, Jenny.
Hello.
Whoa, I heard, did I hear two of you?
Yes, me and my coworker.
Oh, I see.
I love it. Were you guys excited?
Where do you guys work at?
MedTech.
Very good. So are you going to sing along in tandem here?
Yes, we'll
try.
Okay.
We know this song.
And then if you win the tickets, Jenny, you're taking your coworker with you to the show?
Heck yeah.
All right, here we go. Sing-along song challenge. All you have to do is finish the lyrics. So as soon as the music stops, you keep singing. All right, ladies?
Okay.
Here we go.
You're the reason why I sing this song.
Woo! Nailed it and sounded good doing it.
And
I love it.
That's exactly how you do it. Fifth row tickets for New Kids on the Block next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for listening. What station is sending you to NKOTV?
Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.